These children have a lot to be proud of as they give these songs. Now, here's a little Suwanee County lassie come to sing the Crawdad song for us. Gracie Warner from Live Oak.
You can line, I'll get a pole, baby. You can line, I'll get a pole. We go down the Crawdad hole, honey, baby mine.
Here comes Zootio, Zootio. Let's give them a great big hand. Harvest School, White Spring.
Yeah.
Jerry Jackson School from Jennings. Let's give them a great big hand. Here's a great big group of country dancers from the Jennings Elementary School with Dorothy Devane as their leader. It's a wonderful thing how participants get lost. Of course, there is a feller or two out there, but I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing if the water witcher does get lost, because we certainly don't want any water witch from above. It's all right to have plenty below. Is the water witcher, Lonnie Morgan, anywhere around within earshot? If he is, We want you to come up and show these children how to find water, where to dig a well. And where's Zeke? I thought Zeke was going to fiddle up a tune here this morning. All right, here he is. Well, step up lively, quick. Don't waste a minute. Daylight's a burning. And get in front of your mic.
Hangs over the water. A lot of folks must know why this large hat down here every time.
Well, that's simple to tell them.
What's because of the head? This time, I'm going to play you Home on the Range. I'm going to play it in three different keys. I'm going to start in the key of G, the key of C, back in the key of F, and back in the key of G.
Cousin Zeke comes from way up in the panhandle of Florida, and he brought me this broom, and I'm going to use it to sweep off the stage, but I'm going to keep it to keep you straight, too.
Up the
if the Highland School Group that's going to wind the maypole would report back here, we have an important message for you. Well, now, folk festivals are not a folk festival without a little folk picking and singing. And one of the best pickers and singers I know is Cousin John T. Green and his big band folk singers and musicians from Tallahassee Way. Let's welcome them.
Only three-eighths of us are here, the eight in our group, and just three here now. The others will be here later in the day. I'd like to introduce the other two. This is Kent Miller from Tallahassee, a student. And over here to my left is Johnny Searson, who many of you have heard over Grand Ole Opry programs and other programs, a member of Bill Monroe's original bluegrass band, backing us up with a bass fiddle. We're going to do two numbers for you. The first one, Grandfather's Clock, and we'd like for any of you who want to pat your feet or clap your hands or join in singing it, do so. We're going to go through it twice, and then we're going to retune, and we'll do Oh Susanna. I'm sure all the school children here this morning know both of these, and that's why we have selected them for you.
A great big hand there.
Yes, sir.
He does a real fine job. Right behind that one, he's going to do a little bit of Old Susanna, and you want to join in on the chorus, I'm sure. And he's also going to play the harmonica at the same time. Have you ever seen somebody do two things at one time? Well, Doc can, believe me. Of course, there's other things he can do, but we won't mention them here. Doc, you about ready over there?
Almost.
Y'all all notice how pretty he is and how curly his hair is. And that's not sleeping in a short bed either.
No, okay, let's try it.
Give him a great big hand.
Cousin John, I wanted to see you blow and pick. Come on here, Bucky, and give us an encore. More, you see?
Okay. All right, we'll do another favorite, the Camp Town Races. How about that one?
Helpers are getting ready, getting this beautiful maypole ready. We found the water witcher, but now I want him to promise us that he's just gonna show us where water is down below. We don't care a thing about having any come from above. Oh, I'm just enjoying this hot, nice sunshine and perspiring, aren't you? Oh, I think it's wonderful. I think we're blessed, and I know that we're going to have a beautiful fair weekend. And my, we have some wonderful things still to come on the program. You just haven't seen anything yet. All right, Lonnie Morgan is a real honest-to-goodness water witcher. Now, I want you to keep quiet as mice and watch him with his willow twig. It is willow, is it, or is it persimmon?
This is a water oak, little water oak fork. And whenever it is held the proper way, when you go over a stream of water under the earth, it'll point down to it. So there's a stream not very far from where we're all at now, and if you'll watch this thing, it'll show you where it's at. So I'm gonna show you all where to put your well down now when you get ready to dig one. you have to hold it up like that. And when you pass over the stream of water at that point, there it'll turn down. So you'll all watch it now. You can see what happens.
Something about it. When it twists over that way, the bark on the stick twists off. Now, I'm sure that he's got some twigs cut, and if you want to learn how, you just consult Cousin Lonnie Morgan. He's a member of the Stephen Foster Memorial staff, and he's sure enough, honest to goodness, bona fide water witcher. From the Highland School down in the beautiful horse-raising county of Florida come another group of children to wind the maypole and to sing a little bit. You want to sing first, boys? All right. All right. Let's wind this beautiful maypole. Thank you. Now we have a whole group of Noise with Dirt on It to sing for us. A group of boys from the Highland School. Here they come. And they're going to sing a little medley of Stephen Foster songs for us.
Come on, quick. Now, before anybody budges out of his seat, I have some very important announcements for you. I want everybody to visit the crafts tents and buy everything they have, so they'll have to go home and bring a fresh supply tomorrow. And there's every kind of food imaginable being served in the park. And we want you to eat a plenty of that. We want some of you ladies and gentlemen to go over to the Woman's Club and eat fried chicken dinner with them, as well as patronizing the groups here.
Patronize the firemen's auxiliary who are buying new equipment for the town of White Springs. Have a good time and be back in your seats before 1:30 when the next program begins.